Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Lovely, lovely, lovely interview that I had earlier on with Muzi Madlala. I did promise you another one because it's Women's Month and we're celebrating women in this beautiful month. And my last chat today, and I'm so excited for this one, is with two beautiful ladies, Pastor Cindy Postman, as well as Pastor Susan Henry from the Department of Correction Services. So, ladies, good afternoon and welcome to Radio Pulpit. Let me start with Pastor Cindy.
Hi, Luko. So, we are pastors. Pastor Suzanne is from Redemption and Rhema, and we are both from the Rhema family of churches, and we actually from Rain Church in Bloemfontein. So, we're not from the department. We are working for the Department of Correctional Services. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely amazing. All right. And this is Pastor Susan or Pastor Cindy? Let me get the voices.
So this is Pastor Cindy speaking.
Oh, so a good afternoon to Pastor Sue as well.
Hey, hi. Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining me, ladies. So we're talking about the event, ladies' event, that's coming up tomorrow at the Department of Correctional Services today. Maybe let me start with you, Pastor Cindy. Tell me the purpose and the objectives of the event. Why are we having this event?
Thank you for that question, Luko. So the purpose of the event is to close off Women's Month. And we actually started it off this month with a bunch of pre-events that took place at four of the female correctional centers in the country. And the entire objective was to reach women during Women's Month as part of a partnership between the Rhema family of churches, Gracious Daughters, and the Department of Correctional Services. Mm. And Reverend Kesu, during those pre-events that we had, she just mentioned it so beautifully in her speeches. She mentioned that their objective of the Department of Correctional Services is to rehabilitate the offenders, their head, their heart, and their hands. So it's really our goal to assist the DCS in achieving this.
Wow. Maybe before I move on to Pastor Sue, who exactly is this event for? Is it for the greater public? Is it for the inmates? Who exactly is it for?
Yes, so the pre-event basically was that we would go out physically to the correctional centers, more specifically Kimberley, Kroonstad, Johannesburg Central, where there's over 2,000 female inmates, and then at Ridgeville. So those are the four pilots that we are currently busy with. And what's going to happen is it will be live streamed directly from Rhema Bible Church. Yes, in Johannesburg, it will be live streamed from the Gracious Daughters conference directly into the correctional centres, where the women will be able to watch and to be part of the ladies' event. Yeah.
All right. Maybe let me move on to Pastor Sue. Pastor Sue, what key details and highlights of the event do you have for us? What exactly are the key details for the event?
Well, our topic is SOAR, and that's based on the scripture in Isaiah 40, verse 31, where it says, "Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." So our whole conference is about soaring, and we want the ladies to wait on the Lord. So encounter Jesus, see him as their dad, and be able to recognize that they are loved by their Abba, by their Father. I love Gracious because our Gracious ministry, which is our ladies' ministry with Rhema and Redemption worldwide, is to glorify one name, Jesus, and also to create moments for women to come and sit at the feet of Jesus and receive. And that's so precious because it doesn't matter where you are, and that's why just live streaming into the correctional centers are so precious for us, because in every room the ladies can encounter Jesus. And that's our heart, is that wherever they are, wherever the ladies are, whether they're in the room at Rhema, or in the different centers, they'll have an encounter with Jesus. And that's our heart, is that they will wait on the Lord and be able to surrender to Him so that He will take them places.
Wow. So, Pastor Sue, if I'm attending tomorrow, you know, what can I expect? What can I gain or experience during the event?
You're going to have an encounter with Jesus, firstly. And that's through beautiful worship and testimonies. We always have ladies give their testimonies because people's testimonies are so critical. And we find that every testimony touches so many lives, because you think you're going through something alone. But when you hear somebody's testimony, it's like, God did it for them, so He'll do it for me. And then we have Brenda Toot. She's an evangelist with her husband, Johan. And they have the One in Him Foundation. And they travel the world and evangelize. Their story is so beautiful. So Brenda was incarcerated for 2 years. And so she has a beautiful testimony of God's grace, where God met her in prison. And so she now can relay her story and encourage. And that's what's so beautiful. God orchestrated this so beautifully that when we met Brenda in Brazil, we had no clue that she was going to, we were going to have this happen. And God just orchestrated everything. So it's going to be so special. The ladies in the correctional services, they're going to have an encounter because they'll be able to relate to her.
Okay, I hear, my beautiful pastors, that we are going to be live streaming the event as well. So I do believe some will be attending physically. So, you know, they're showing up tomorrow. I've been teasing about this, but I think it's very important to know, how do we look? I have a tendency of going to events and then I don't look the part. How do we dress? Is it like a high tea feel? Is it casual? Is it, what exactly should we bring with us?
You can come as you are. And because we are going to soar. And what I love about all our events is our focus is not on people, but it's on the Lord. So you can find it on our website, Rhema website or Redemption website or Quicket. And you can get a ticket, buy a ticket, and then come through. There's thousands of ladies. I think we're sitting over 3,000 ladies that will be present in the house. And then, of course, that's excluding our ladies in the correctional services.
Wow, that's amazing. Ladies, thank you so much for doing such great work and inclusive work, I must say. You know, that truly is what we are called for, to go out there and preach the gospel. Thank you so much for sharing the details of what it is that you do. But I cannot let you go until I've asked if you have anything else you'd like to bring to our attention pertaining to tomorrow's event.
If you're coming, come with an open heart. Allow God to minister into you. Pray that every lady in the correctional services space is touched by the Lord. And just come with an open heart to receive.
Wow. Pastor Cindy, Pastor Sue, thank you so much. Have a great afternoon and strength to you as you get ready for tomorrow.
Amen. Thank you, Nicole. Thank you so much.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life. a winning team on the road to eternity.